Okay, so first of all, thank you very, very much for the warm welcome. Chodesh Tov, Chanukah Sameach. I'm here for under 24 hours, and when I was asked to give a shiur, to spread the light of Torah, it's very hard to say not. So just a shaila came up in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, just a little bit of background. My name is Meir Gabriel Elbaz, I'm a Rav in Queens, I'm also the Magid Shir and Sephardi Program Director in Beis Medrash LeTalmud, Lander College for Men. So Baruch Hashem, we have a very, very cohesive ecosystem in yeshiva between the Sephardim and Ashkenazim, and we make it work very well. And although shailas arise, most times they're easier to navigate, everybody sticks to his minig, but once in a while you have a shaila that arises, as it did actually tonight, and a few times last week as well, that really kind of, I would say, shifts the equilibrium of that ecosystem. And we have to dive into it to see which minhag is more correct, lefi halacha, and then to paskin accordingly. The shaila begins, so I personally don't have the shaila. I'm staying in a hotel. I have my wife lighting for me at home. Gemara Meforeshet in Masechet Shabbat. Nothing to do. I don't have to light. Even for Ashkenaz, even for Ashkenazim, according to the letter of the law, there's nothing else to do. You're Yotze, fine. Now, the only issue is that we have some Ashkenazi Bachrim who came for the Chasana as well. And some of these Ashkenazi Bachrim are staying, their Achsanya is in a Sephardi's house. So now we have an issue, we have a clash of Minhagim. And when we have a clash of Minhagim, now we have to figure out which one is more correct. Now, how do you go about doing that? That seems a little bit intense. We'll try to figure it out. On the one hand, we'll go through the sugya b'ktzara in a second, but on the one hand, according to Sfaradim, there's one menorah, one set of Nerot Chanukah lit per house, and that's it. On the other hand, the Ashkenazim, the Atar Rama, Sima Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Seif Aleph, the Rama, says Meforash, Kedat Rumat Adeshin, and others, that even when it's madlikin alav betuch betuch, kol sheken when it's not, which many of these bachim are, when they travel, they're supposed to light their own set of Nerot Chanukah. That's an element of Pirsum HaNisa. The Trumat HaDeshen says that even when it's madlikin alav betuch betuch, the Rama brings it la'alacha, a person can have kavana not to be yotze with the lighting that's going on in one's house, to go and light with the bracha. The Bet Yosef in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph says, that's wonderful, you can light, but if you make a bracha, he goes off into Trumat HaDeshen, he says, Barachan Vatala. Long story short, the question is, the Minhag Ashkenazi, he wants to light his own Nerot Chanukah. That's his Minhag. On the other hand, doing so would stare the Ba'al HaBayit's Minhag, following, interestingly, not the Rambam, but following the Atmanan HaShulchan Aruch. And according to that, you know, they should only be lighting one per house. So now when you have a clash of the Minhagim, you might think at first glance, well, Ba'al HaBayis wins. Not so fast. There are poskim who say that maybe that's not necessarily the case. What do you do when you have a situation where there's a clash of Minhagim between Sephardim and Ashkenazim, and as a result of that clash, one of them, you can't do both, because one is mutually exclusive of the other. So what do you do when there's a clash? So to first understand where the Minhagim come from, this is a very unique case in Halacha, as you probably know, that very uncharacteristically, the Maran HaShulchan Aruch paskins like the Tosfot. And also very uncharacteristically, the Rama in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph paskins like a Rambam against Tosfot. So there's a lot going on here. The poskim very much, the Lechem Mishneh and many, many others pounce on this and say, what's going on? In the Hakdamah Bet Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch writes that he is Mishwabad. About 85% of Shulchan Aruch is verbatim right out of the Rambam. So all of a sudden, when you have, it's not like, sometimes he writes in the Hakdamah, if there's Rova Poskim against the Rambam, or it's Safik Irva, or whatever it is, then he'll, you know, navigate away. Seems to be a very clear cut, one versus, I mean, there's a few other Poskim here and there, but it's Rambam versus Tosfot, and all of a sudden, Maran deviates away from the Rambam. Why would he do that? What's the sugya? There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Mitzvat Chanukah. There are three levels. Now, it's interesting. We don't find in Shas the terminology of Mahadrin anywhere, not in Kashrus, not in anything else. There's only one time in Shas that the terminology Mahadran arises, and that's only by Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara splits up Ner Chanukah into three different components. Bottom of the barrel, step up, and then best of the best, which we call mitzvah, mehadrin, and mehadrin min mehadrin. What's that? Mitzvah Chanukah, says the Gemara, ner ish ubeto. One candle per house, per night of Chanukah, you yotze. Then you have mehadrin. What's the level up? Madlikin ner lekol echad ve'echad. All right, that's what the Gemara says. You light one candle per member of the household. Vamehadrim min hamehadrim, top level, meaning most mehudar. Bet Shammai omrim, yom rishon madlik shmona mikan vaylach pochet veolech, or bet Hillel omrim, yom rishon madlik echad mikan vaylach mosif veolech. Which means, over there you go, you start off, it's machloket bet Shammai bet Hillel, we hold like bet Hillel, especially because the Gemara says, one of the reasons is because of Ma'alin Makodesh Ben Moridin, that we start with one and progressively work our way up to eight. Now, there's a fundamental machloket rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Rambam understands this Gemara kipshuto. The Gemara understands that the three levels, each level, they are not mutually exclusive, rather each one adds to the level under it. Bottom of the barrel, one candle per household per night, yotzei dechova. Level above, one candle per member of the family per night, which means if you have two, three, four members of the family, it's four candles every night. And then mitzvah min ha-muvchar, mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, is the mosif veholech of Bet Hillel, which is adding candles per night, multiplying those candles by the amount of people in the household. That's the Rambam. The Rama Paskins like that Rambam. Interestingly, the Minhag Ashkenaz is a little bit deviant from the words of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that every member of the household should light. Rather, he writes that the Baal HaBayit should light the appropriate amount of Nerot based on the amount of people in the household. He says so Mifurash. In Perek Dalet Milchot Chanukah Halacha Aleph, that's pretty pashut, but I guess the Minhag evolved the way the Rama brings it down, is based on this Rambam, everybody in the household lights their own candles. That's the simplest understanding of this Gemara. Tosfot famously, the Ri, on this Gemara says, no, says like this. Nir'a l'Ri, de Bet Shammai uvet Hillel, la kaime ela aner ish uveto. According to the Ri, according to Tosfot, you can't have all three levels in one. There's the basic level, and then there's a level up that you can choose. You can choose either to be mehadrin or mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, not both, because they contradict each other. If you want to be mehadrin, you will light one candle per person in the house. But if you choose to be mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, if you choose that as being your chumrah or hidur of choice, then you'll go with mosif veholech according to Bet Hillel, but you have to cap it out at one set per household. And what's the reason for that? Says the Ri, because people walking by, if you do, meaning, you do the mehadrin and mehadrin min mehadrin, which means you do members of the house multiplied by the nights of Chanukah, then people walking by start thinking, hey, there's no hekir, livnei reshut rabim. The whole point is pirsum nisa. They should know what night of Chanukah it is. By walking by and seeing this plethora of candles, they're going to think it's the 64th night of Hanukkah. And therefore, says Tosfot, you got to pick your chumrah. You got to pick your hidur. You can either be mehadrin or mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, not both. Fundamentally disagrees with the Rambam on that. And interestingly, the Rambam himself says that that seemed to have been the minhag in all of Ares Farad. So the Rambam was a little bit of a pioneer in this psak, going against what he said was minhag Sfarad. So number one, the first tema of the Lechem Mishneh and the Taz and others, how is it that Maran could go against the Rambam? First of all, the Rambam himself says that the Minhag in Sfarad was not that way. He says, Mechadesh, that's his Sfarandi, that's his Shita in the Sugya. Okay, fine. Now, if you look in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, each one, Maran goes one way, the Rama goes another way. The Sha'ar Teshuvah quotes, She'elot Tshuvot Knesset Yechezkel, Siman Yud Zayin. Over there, this question, he brings it b'ktara, he doesn't say exactly what the halakha is. He says, look over there to see what do you do if you have Sfaradim and Ashkenazim living with each other, or I guess boarding with each other over Chanukah, what do you do then? The other way is very easy. if it's a Sfaradi boarding with Ashkenazi, so it's very simple. Usually, if he's not people, you know, it's a very interesting thing. People misquote and misuse Hishtatfut Bifrite. You gotta be mishtatef, right? Anywhere you go, you have to be mishtatef. You almost never have to be mishtatef if you're a guest. You know that? Why? The only time you have to be mishtatef, all the poskim say, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, they all say in Siman Tafresh Ayin Vav, Hilchot Achsenai, they say the only time you have to be mishtatef is when he's charging you room and board. Over there, then you have to be mishtatef in order to take a chilek. However, if you're just going as a guest, you're going to a hotel I hear, but if you're going to a guest to somebody's house, you know, everybody gets all machmir and everything, I have to be mishtatef. You don't have to be mishtatef. Why? If you're not paying for room and you're not paying for board, there's an umdin demuchach that just like he's being makne you food and he's being makne you everything else, he's also being makne you a chilek in the shemen and ptilot, and therefore you don't have to be mishtatef and nothing, you're yotzei dechova. So Sfaradi boarding by Ashkenazim in general over Hanukkah is very easy, especially if he has those who are madlikin alav betoch beto, that's fine. The issue becomes the other way around, which is the question at hand. We have an Ashkenazi boarding as a guest in a Sfaradi's house. Now we have a clash between the minhagim. He wants to be mekayim his minhag to light his own nerot Hanukkah. While the Sfaradi has a ta'ana, he says, no, if you do that, we hold, Maran Shulchan Aruch holds like Tosfot. If you light your own nerot Chanukah next to mine, you're going to stare my Heker Livnei Reshut Rabbim, so you have no right. And the other one says, no, but at the end of the day, can he tie a kimli kedat Rambam? You guys are supposed to be following the Rambam anyway. So I'm going to do the Rambam, so you can't hold me back from lighting. Knesset Yechizkin was asked this question. And he writes, the Ta'ana of the Ashkenazi is correct. Why? Watch this. Yeah, not surprising. Knesset Yechizkin, Rav Yecheskel, Ketzenelbogen. He says, why is the Ashkenazi correct? Says like this. Says he can't stop him. He says, very interesting pshat. He brings down all of the kushiyot of the poskim on this halacha. And then he says a navi, he says a big chidush to be miyashev, because very weird. All the poskim jump out of their kelim. How is Maran going like the Tosfot and the Ramah going like the Rambam? What's pshat? See, he says an interesting thing. He says, mora marchada, umora marchada, vela palige. They're not arguing. The Rambam and Tosfot aren't arguing. They are talking about two different scenarios, two different historic situations in Am Yisrael. What? He says the Tosfot is talking about Dina Gemara. Dina Gemara, where does the Gemara say you're supposed to light? It's supposed to technically, betefach hasamuch lapetach mibachutz. So he says when you're lighting outside, and the lighting, once you're lighting outside, it's supposed to serve as a hekel, even ereshut rabim. And therefore, Be'emet Tosfot says that if you're mosif veholech, based on every one of Bnei Abayit, you're going to throw off the whole ereshut, ereshut rabim. The Rambam says the Knesset Chizkel, he's talking about a situation where people are madlikin bifnim. As the Rambam himself says, the bimeh sakana madlikin bifnim. You can leave it there, you can light it there, and that's it. And therefore, according to the Rambam, once you're lighting inside, and ikar pirsum anes is for bnei reshut rabim anyway, you don't have to worry that they're going to get thrown off by the amount of candles. And therefore, Mimele says that you are able to combine the mehadrin and the mehadrin and the mehadrin to say that, oh, each one can light his own nerot Chanukah based on the mosif veholich. And therefore, he says, Be'emet, the Ashkenazi's ta'ana is tzodeket, and the Sfaradi cannot stop him from lighting, even at the expense of losing his own minhag. So it says, that's the question. No, he says, so now here's where he fears always. He says the Knesset Chizkel, now I don't have such a plia, why Maran would paskin like Taisvis? He says, in Sephardic Middle Eastern lands, historically, they got along much better with their Arabic, Muslim, whatever neighbors, and therefore the Sfaradim historically always had more of an opportunity to be lighting Kadin, lighting outside, and therefore it's not a pele that Maran adopted Tosfot. Whereas the Rambam is talking about a situation where the lighting inside, Ashkenazim, they got along much worse with their neighbors historically than the Sfaradim. They always had to light inside. The Ramah is the one who writes over there, and now, Misakana Va'elach, we light inside. That's Tshuvat HaRashba, that's what the Rambam brings down. Because in Europe, they always lit inside, and now it's not a Pele. Why the Ramah adopted the Rambam? Okay, that's his Vart.
Boom, that's his psak. Many, many poskim disagree with this Knesset Yecheskel for a few simple reasons. He tries to make shalom between the Rambam and Tosfot and say they're not really arguing in the Pshat of the Gemara, they're just talking about two different scenarios and how you would light. According to the, so first let's put it this way. First of all, the Rambam, he writes to begin with that Ikar Mitzvat Hadlakat Nir Chanukah is outside. B'tefach HaSamuch LaPetach. He says that Meforash. So it's very hard to stoop into the Rambam that he's talking about a situation where you're lighting inside. He writes, he says you can light inside, but he writes like everybody else, like Dina Gemara, that Ikar Hadlakah is supposed to be outside. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam himself speaks about the halachot of how many nerot, that's Perek Dalet in Chot Chanukah, halachot, Aleph, Bet, Gimal, how many nerot? He speaks about Ikar Adin, Me'adrin, 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 without even being mechalik at all between lighting inside or outside. The place for lighting only comes up later in halachot Zayin Chet. And Memela, how are you going to tell me that the whole Rambam's pshat of Mosif Veholech not being a steerer to the regular Mehadrin is gebait on that spalt of lighting inside or outside, where he wrote that halacha of how many nerot before he brought up the location to do so. So Memela, many, many poskim, and we don't find any other poskim kadmonim, acharonim kadmonim, or even modern day acharonim that make such a chiluk besides for the Knesset Yecheskel, and therefore la halacha in several poskez manenu, the Sheilot Teshuvot Avnei Yashveh, Asher Ha'ish quoting Rav Eliashiv, Hagaon Yalkut Yosef Chanukah, Amud Shin Yud Aleph, they all bring down this Knesset Yecheskel and they said, Lo Tzadku Dvarav. His words are incorrect. This shot that he wanted to make to mish both Shitot and to say that the Ashkenazi has Tzedek, no, that's not true. That's not pshat in the Rambam. You can't say that. And therefore, we go back to square one. Now, Be'emet, if we go back to there actually being a machloket between the Rambam and Tosfot, how can the Ashkenazi guest impose his minhag at the expense of the Sephardi host losing his minhag? What are you going to tell? It's not that Knesset Yecheskel said that the Ashkenazi minhag is superior. It's that he said that there's no machloket. Every elu ve'elu do elum chayim, and therefore, nowadays we're lighting inside, everything's fine. He can't say that. That's not the pshat. We proved it based on the words of the Rambam. And therefore, they all say that the Ashkenazi, he can try. Yeah, he should, which is interesting. Does the Ashkenazi have a right to even try? Now, I told the Bachar Min Yeshiva, what happens if the Balabais, if the Sephardi, the Sephardi host, is not so learned? Doesn't matter one way, it doesn't say this way, that, do whatever you want. Is it appropriate for the Ashkenazi guest, knowing that he's messing up the host's minig, to encroach on that and to say, I'd like to light here, take advantage of his naivete in halacha, and tell him I want to light? Mutar or asur? What should the Ashkenazi do? What do you mean it's not going to change anything? Does he have to do a kimli on the Balabais' minig? Knowing that now he's a guest, and by doing so, he will destroy the Heker Livnei Reshut Rabbim. Why is it the same shaila as before? If there's no machloket, then you're fine. Right. But now that there is machloket, so lechaora, so Rav Eliashiv actually ends off, he was posed the shaila, and he says the halacha is not like the Knesset Yecheskel. The Ashkenazi can try to light his own Nerot Chanukah, but if the Baal Abai tells him something, he has a ta'ana, he's got to back off. That's what he told him. Which makes sense. Another very easy, pitaron that I didn't see anybody bring down, but it makes sense. If the Ashkenazi can light in a different, he can't light in any random part of the house, but he can light in his bedroom. If he takes his menorah and lights in his bedroom, whether or not you want to go with the Maharshal and Magen Avraham, that you need more than one person for, so bring somebody else to look at the Neros Chanukah when it's lit. So you have Pirsum and Nisa, take the Nerot Chanukah, light it in your bedroom. You're not causing any lack of Heker Livnei Reshut Rabbim, and then you kill two birds with one stone. But otherwise, Be'emet, if it seems like from Rav Eliashiv, if the Ashkenazi guest wants to take his Sephardi host for a ride, he can, but bear in mind that if he tells him something, he's got to back off. That seems to do the psak. Chanukah Sameach and Chodesh Tov. What is it?